Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. When we look back over 2020, we may experience feelings of disappointment, hurt, frustration, confusion, and so much more. But what great comfort we have as children of God, knowing that Jesus is the Prince of Peace in the midst of chaos. We can stand victorious in all circumstances, because our Lord has already overcome the world, and we received the Holy Spirit as our helper to give us strength and to remind us of God's faithfulness and His loving heart for us. So let us rejoice, pray, and give thanks to the One who is ultimately in control of our lives. Our scripture for today is from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. More often than not, we try to hold on to many things in our lives, thinking that the success of our control depends on how well we manage every area of life. And then, when the unexpected happens, we grow worried and fearful. But may we be reminded this week of the One who is writing the narrative of our life stories. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and He has overcome the world. Therefore, as children of God, we receive the strength to choose faith over fear. So regardless of our circumstances, may we declare today and every day of our lives, God is good, God is faithful. With God right beside us, we do not have to fear anything. As we face trials of many kinds, let us not give the enemy a foothold in our hearts. May we truly ask Jesus to take captive every anxious thought and replace it with His peace, love, joy, and hope. The Holy Spirit is our helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, and strength. May we ask the Holy Spirit to show us the heart of God, the One who comforts our hearts and fills our weary souls with life-giving hope, joy, and peace. May we change our lament of 2020 into rejoicing over 2021 through the power and help of the Holy Spirit. And our Father God knows the beginning from the end and every little detail in between. So let us trust and praise our Heavenly Father as the Lord over our lives. For He is the author and perfecter of our faith. May we simply rejoice in the love and grace of our Lord as we submit under His control, surrender all to Him, pray without ceasing, and give thanks for receiving the greatest gift ever, eternal hope and peace in and through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father, thank You so much that through everything that we've been through and through everything that we might still experience in the future, we can know that we are Yours, You are ours, and that we're safe in the palm of Your hand. I thank You for Your peace in these trying times, Father. Thank You so much for Your love that covers us and surrounds us, and that we can know that in You we have all that we will ever need.
Holy Spirit, our helper, our comforter, our advocate, our intercessor, our counselor, our strengthener, and our standby. We forget too quickly and too easily. Our memory of 2020 becomes distorted when we look around us. It seems that as the Christmas decorations come up, people forget. But Spirit of Truth, help us Come work in our hearts, our minds, and in our spirit, that we will remember, but not like the world does. We want to remember as God spoke, Jesus lived, and the Spirit of truth taught.
Father, you are in control of what sometimes seems like chaos. And thank you that we can, as we close off the year of 2020, Father, we're coming into the final stretch of this year. We just declare that you are good. We give you glory. We declare glory to God in the highest. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for the perfect gift in an imperfect setting. And that same gift is for us, Father, for our year and for our lives and for our circumstances. Thank you for your peace that you give to your people. We love you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together today. Thank you that we can know your plans are perfect and good. Please give us the strength and the patience we need to trust you with everything in our lives. You know each person's heart listening to this. You know what they are going through, what they are planning, and what they are waiting for, Lord. Will you whisper to them your will with your soft, calm voice and help them to become still, to clearly hear you, to obey you. Thank you for loving us, guiding us, protecting us, and making us prosper. Forgive us when we try to do things in our own strength. Thank you for all your blessings and help us to share them with others.
Lord, we would acknowledge personally and corporately, Lord, that this has been a really hard year. May we wait patiently, Lord, to see your hand turning challenges into victories. May we sense your presence in a powerful way as we each walk through our own personal fire. May we feel your comfort, Lord, as we ask for your healing touch. May we move forward in victory, Lord, knowing that we have the only answer for peace in this pandemic, a personal relationship with you. Whether we are gathered or scattered, Lord, heal us, use us, and grant us your 50/20 vision. We love you, Lord Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.